It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. All right, now back to 1961, music from Howling Wolf.
Well, I ain't superstitious. Black cat just crossed my tree. Well, I ain't superstitious, but a black cat just crossed my tree. Don't sweep me with no broom, I might get put in jail. When my right hand eats you, I guess money for sure.
Roy Rogers on guitar and vocals from a disc called Rhythm and Groove, his rendition of Built for Comfort, a tune first recorded by Howling Wolf, written by Willie Dixon. And it's interesting, it's sort of ironic because Roy Rogers is, Howling Wolf, of course, was a really big guy. Roy Rogers is not. His stature is nowhere near what Howling Wolf was. Great rendition of the tune, though. And, of course, we heard Howling Wolf right before hearing Roy Rogers. We heard Wolf from 1961 doing I Ain't Superstitious, a tune written for him by Willie Dixon. So two Willie Dixon songs in a row here on KRVS. Why don't we go for broke? Here's another one. We're going to turn to West Coast piano lady Deanna Bogart and a track from her disc Piano Land that came out last year. Here's Deanna's rendition of the Willie Dixon tune, I Love the Life I Live.
I see you watching me just like a hawk. I don't mind the way that you talk. But if you touch me, something's got to give. I live the life I love and I love the life I live. My diamond ring and my money too. Tomorrow night they could belong to you. The boys move me at their will. I live the life I love and I love the life I live. I may lay 100 on a bet this time. Tomorrow night can't cover your dime. Next week I could be over the hill. I'm just trying to tell you people how I feel. You see me walking as I pass you by. Don't talk about me cause I could be high. Just forgive me if you will. I live the life I love and I love the life I live.
Times got hard. What? taking place, because Tricks ain't walking. Tricks ain't walking no more. Tricks ain't walking. Tricks ain't walking no more. I got to rob somebody if I don't make me some dough. I'm gonna do just like a blind man, standing back for change. Tell these tricking police I done changed my second name. 'Cause tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. Well, tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. I got to make some money, I don't care where I go. I learn these walking tricks, what it's all about. Gonna get them in my house and ain't gonna let them out. 'Cause tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. Well, tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. I got to make some money, I don't care where I go. I got up this morning with the rising sun. I've been walking all day and I haven't caught a one. 'Cause tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. Tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. And I can't make a dime, I don't care where I go. I got up this morning feeling tough, got to call in my tricks, and it's rough, 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 'cause tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. Tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. I gotta find a home, I don't care where I go. Sometimes you just have to get down on your knees and just moan about it sometimes.
Maria Muldaur with a number called Tricks Ain't Walkin' from a disc called First Came, Memphis Minnie, a tribute to Memphis Minnie. Before we heard Maria here on KRVS, we heard Deanna Bogart from the disc Piano Land. That one came out last year. Deanna did a rendition of the Willie Dixon composition, I Love the Life I Live. Next year on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to Memphis Minnie. That track we just heard is from a very interesting disc that features Maria Muldaur, Roy Block, Ruthie Foster, Bonnie Raitt, Phoebe Snow, Coco Taylor, and a whole lot of other artists backing up on that last track on guitar, Del Rey. And all a tribute to Memphis Minnie, who first recorded back in 1929 with her second husband, Joe McCoy. She herself ended up being a Really kind of a pioneering woman and guitar player also, not just that she was a rural blues artist, a woman rural blues artist playing guitar, but her guitar playing was cutting edge as far as the styles were concerned. She was tough and independent and outspoken. She had a very adventurous lifestyle. Here she is sort of late in her career. Here's Memphis Minnie with a number called Kissing in the Dark.
Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
Get real mean. next time I catch you drunk. Baby, we going to have a fight.
From 1934, that was Leroy Carr on piano and vocals, Scrapper Blackwell on guitar, Barrelhouse Woman Number 2, one of the most urbane and influential of blues duets of the 1930s, Carr and Blackwell. And before we heard Carr and Blackwell, we heard Memphis Minnie doing a tune entitled Kissing in the Dark. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to some other early rural blues. This from a very, very interesting character that went by the name of King Solomon Hill. His real name was Joe Holmes. He was born in Macomb, Mississippi, but ended up spending quite a bit of time in Sibley, Louisiana, which was is near Minden, and he took his name from a Baptist church. King Solomon Hill, out of that area. He recorded in 1932 for Paramount Records in Grafton, Wisconsin, did six sides. Two of them were repeats or reworkings of a couple of masters that really didn't work out. He had sort of unfettered meter at times, used as a slide. He used a cow bone and had some really, really falsetto singing in his few rare pieces of blues. Here he is, King Solomon Hill with Whoopee Blues.
If I ask this for my baby, and she don't know. If I said for my baby, and she don't know. All the doctors in Wisconsin, he won't help her no. And if she keeps on ruling, and gets what she don't want to, my baby gets on ruling, and she don't want to. I'll take my 30 to 20, I'll cut a happy. You're talking about your 40, 440, but it'll do very well. Talking about your 40, 440, it'll do very well. But my 20 to 20, Lord, is a point in hell. I study special, but it is most to life. I that study is special, but it is most to life. But my 20 to 20 makes you count all right. Ah, she gets on ruling, that she don't want to. She gets on ruling, and she don't want to. I take my 20 to 20, I cut a half in two. Take my rest. I can't take my rest. And my 40 toes laying up and down my bed.
From 1931, that was Skip James, recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin. One of, I think it was 23 tracks he laid down within a couple of days there. Very, very interesting artist. Playing piano on that track, perhaps because the tune that he was doing was done in response to a hit that Roosevelt Sykes had in 1929, a number called 4440 Blues. One of the producers in Wisconsin wanted Skip James to write and record a tune that could sort of play off of that and hopefully have some sales due to that fact. So Skip James divided the caliber and the amount of black powder, 4440, down to divided in half to 2220, and wrote that particular song. Robert Johnson was later to record it as 3220 Blues, which was more in line of keeping with correct Winchester calibers, but really, really interesting work by Skip James. Before we heard Skip James, we heard, also recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin, a year later, we heard King Solomon Hill doing a number called Whoopee Blues. Hill, again, originally from Mississippi, and he spent a good part of his adult life in Louisiana. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to another Skip James tune. James was very influential as far as his impact on other blues recording artists. After his sessions in 1931 in Grafton, he quit performing blues. He was not happy with the results, didn't get really any money out of it or anything like that. And he was rediscovered back in 1964 in Tunica, Mississippi. And recorded a number of other tunes, performed at festivals and that sort of thing, but a very, very odd duck. His most famous tune, and the one that most people might recognize, would be a tune that was on the soundtrack of the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? It was Chris Thomas King's rendition of Hard Time Killing Floor Blues, another tune that James recorded in 31 in Wisconsin. Here is that recording from the movie Chris Thomas King, Hard Time Killing Floor Blues.
can't find no heaven, I don't care where they go. Say you had money, you better be sure. These hard times will drive you from door to door.
February of 1928, That was Blind Lemon Jefferson with Blind Lemon's Penitentiary Blues. He never went to the penitentiary himself, of course, but he obviously knew some people that had this gusty issue with some, or at least that's what the historians that specialize in his blues say. Before we heard Blind Lemon, we heard Chris Thomas King from the disc, the soundtrack to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And again, he was doing Hard Time Killing Floor Blues, the old classic Skip James tune from 1931. A lot of Skip James music has been sort of recycled. Robert Johnson used some of Skip James's melodies and stylings to record his own blues. James had used I believe it was a D minor tuning, that or an E minor tuning, D minor maybe capoed up. But at any rate, some of his early recordings had very interesting minors and downscale progressions, that sort of thing. And a lot of it translates well into more contemporary blues. Give a listen to this rendition of Illinois Blues, originally by Skip James, done here by Sonny Landreth.
Been down to Bangor, won't you tell them boys what a time I'm having in Illinois, 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 Illinois. Been to Texas, Arkansas, been to Texas and Arkansas. But I never had fun like in Illinois, 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 Illinois. Can not come, so let's see. Can not come, so let's see. Gonna give my baby everything she needs, thing she needs. Won't you tell them boys what a time I'm having in Illinois, 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 Illinois.
glad you're gone. A good riddance, I'm out of dirt, I'm heading home. Check a fight in my style. I like to swing and drive a wild.
Rounding third, the Holmes Brothers from their disc Feed My Soul that came out on Alligator Records in 2010. And before that, we heard Sonny Landreth singing with a group, performing with a group, I should say, called the L.A. Blues Alliance. And that from a disc called What a Life, Sonny on guitars and vocal, doing a rendition of the classic old Skip James tune, Illinois Blues. Next year on KRVS, up to Chicago and music from Studebaker John and the Hawks from their disc Tremolux.
I told you, baby, back in 62, you better watch your step, or I was through with you. I'm gonna start to walking. I believe I'll start to walking. Lord, there ain't no time left for talking. I believe I'll start to walk. Wouldn't listen, baby. You wouldn't pay me no mind. Now don't you come around here, baby. Don't you come around here crying. I'm gonna start to walk. I believe I'll start to walk. Ain't no time left to talk. I believe I'll start to walk. We'll be right back.
baby, with a brand new lie. You talking out your head. All I can say is, baby, bye-bye. I'm gonna start to walk in. I believe I'll start to walk in. Ain't no time left for talk. I believe I'll start to walk.
You'll be looking for me, baby.
From the late 80s, that was Angela Straley back in the days when she was working with Antones out of Austin, Texas. Angela with Denny Freeman on guitar, doing a number called Mean Mistreater. Before we heard Angela Straley here on the Blues Box, we heard Studebaker John and the Hawks from their disc Tremolux. They did a piece called Gonna Start to Walkin'. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Our listeners keep us on the air with annual contributions, thanks to those of you out there, listeners and underwriters who keep us on the air. And those of you who are not yet members, we hope you'll consider becoming members. You can find out how to pledge securely at our website, krvs.org. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. And then don't forget, coming up at 7 p.m. tonight, Lee Kleinpeter in the program Big Band Swings and Other Things. It's presently 11 a.m.
Support comes from John Slaughter, photographer and author of The Photographic Treatment of Grand Coteau, Louisiana, published by the University of Louisiana at Lafayette Press. More at grandcoteaubook.com.